The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
All right, everybody, get on the ground now.
Wait, are we breakdancing?
Yes, breakdance now.
Ooh.
Get on the floor. Get on the dance floor now.
I love this new hit. Get down on the ground.
Everybody on the dance floor now. This is a Patreon episode.
Very bossy music.
I can't get on the dance floor, but Mr. Just Personal Computer can get on the dance floor. That's right. It's the JPC robot here to say, I like to dance in a groovy way. I like to wiggle my butt and shake my hips and do my dance and do the dips. Wow. Beep, 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 beep.
Wow.
Now, do the dips. Does that mean that you eat Nestle dips, the little ice cream nuggets?
It means I'm doing chewing tobacco. You dip it right in your gum line, and then you can have it in math class, and then you just tell people you're doing sunflower seeds.
You know what I think a really fun thing is? Is that the ad geniuses over at Candyland came up with Big League Chew so that kids can have shredded bubble gum, and like their favorite baseball players, they can put that bubble gum in their little
gateway jaw
and pretend they're doing tobacco, so that when they grow up, they have an instinct and a feel for it. I think that's just brilliant.
Yes. I got to tell you, I loved that opening for two reasons.
Okay.
First of all, I've said it before, I love when songs boss me around. I love it when they tell me what to do. I love when they're all slide to the left, slide to the right. to the window, to the wall. I love get low, and I go, okay. Uh-huh.
You,
I love that.
Put your hands up on your hip. When I dip, you dip. We dip.
We dip.
And Superman that hoe, you.
I love that. And it also reminded me of a high school dance.
Okay.
Which is accidentally sort of a transition into what we're doing today.
Wow.
What's this now?
Okay, so
high school dance, do you mean like the chicken, or do you mean like a type of dance, or you mean like prom, homecoming?
Prom, homecoming.
Who is Sadie Hawkins anymore?
I'm sorry, prom, homecoming, the chicken. These are all types of dances that everyone has at every high school.
What's the prom?
What's the distinction?
you accidentally transitioned into what we're doing today.
If I may, very quickly, the prom is a movie that was ruined by James Corden.
Amen to
James Gordon? James Corden. Corden.
You do not talk about the king of Hollywood that
James
way on
Corden
this podcast. Leave the king out of this.
Let's see. James Corden Gecko. And it's James Corden Gecko. And it's
I'm
going
to send a full whiteboard to your house, JPC, so you can work out what this is. Let me know how many minutes it takes you. So today I was washing the dishes and Sean was cleaning off the counters in our kitchen. And I went, you know what? I have like Patreon episodes planned, but I'm not really in the mood for any of those. I really want to do something that's like improv focused.
Okay.
Okay.
I really want to focus on the improv for this episode because I haven't seen them in a while and I miss doing improv with them. And we were trying to come up with ideas and he went, wait, do you have your yearbook here with you in California? And I went, no. And he went, well, I do. And then I went,
he
oh
has
my God.
Your yearbook?
No, what he has fuck? His yearbook.
Oh. I was like, what
he
a
has
weird
his
surprise.
Senior year. Of high school yearbook, and we're going to go through and we're going to do some improv based on some of the senior quotes, based on some of the things inside of this yearbook. I have never looked through it. Sean told me that his senior quote is so bad, but not so bad that it's funny bad. And he said it's one of the worst moments in his comedy career choosing this quote. I don't know what it is yet. We're going to discover that together.
We have to guess it. We have to take swings.
Of course.
I bet his quote is, dicks come in all sizes, ...
So many dots.
You can't spell success without sucking on an S.
Okay, give me a couple more and then
It's so bad that it's not funny. And you said it's the low light of his comedy career?
Oh my God, I just read it.
Okay, I'm going to guess it's I'm not even 21 and I already have this six pack.
21. The six pack. Okay, that's pretty good.
That, I mean, that would have been good.
That's pretty good. Okay, so
is it milk, 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 milk?
See, these would all be great answers.
Oh, I think I know what it is. Looking for a girl as dirty as my microwave.
Oh.
Yes, you got it.
These are really good. God. Okay, if you're a high school teen listening to this podcast, write some of these down. Jot some of these down because these could be very funny for you.
And get you expelled.
And get you expelled. Get you expelled. I think it's funny that more people should plan 10-year long, like long con bits for their yearbook photos. You should be thinking about the long game when you're in high school. That's a smart move. That's a very smart move.
Speaking of being expelled, can we do an expelling bee?
How does that work?
Yeah, I do wonder what that is, okay, besides the name of it.
So I say a word.
Okay.
So say I say, my word is prestidigitation.
Okay.
And instead of spelling it, you mouth off to me and then I expel you.
Aaron, all right.
Are you going to read Sean's quote?
I'm all in for that.
I thought, Adel, can I tell you what I thought an expelling bee was?
Yeah.
I honestly thought an expelling bee was you would say a word and then we would try to do a fart that sounded like the word that you said. That's what I thought it would be.
Well, now I want to hear this.
So this is Sean's senior quote.
Okay.
And I think he didn't mean this earnestly, but it comes off pretty earnest to me. No matter what life brings, we can always be certain that at one point we're all family.
Is Sean Vin Diesel?
Yeah, is that Dominic Toretto's yearbook that you're reading out of?
This is his photo. Absolute cutie patootie. What is that from? It seems like they didn't teach kids anything at the school because no one's like accrediting their quotes to anybody. They're all just floating.
Yeah, and also in like that one, I mean, I'm sorry, Sean, but it's especially bad. It's really setting people up for just a series of heartbreaks later in life when people, especially in the workforce, will use family as an emotional weapon to get you to do more work that you shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. High school, when I thought Ace Ventura was the funniest movie ever and Calvin and Hobbes was the pinnacle of printed comedy.
So do you have anything in your mind, Adel, that you still stand by as, which was something that you really liked in high school? Like something that in high school was your shit and to this day you're like, you know what? Yeah, that fucking does rule.
Yeah.
Long John Silvers.
Long John Silvers. Okay, you got it. Aaron, you got something?
Yeah, I don't think I do.
You don't stand by anything from high school?
I guess I still like the color green.
Oh, God.
JBZ, what about you?
I can't think of anything. What about you?
The first thing that popped into my mind was ska.
Mm.
I still think ska is fucking good. I love me some horns. And I was all about ska in high school.
That's a great answer. Real big
fish head.
This is the first first time I've ever seen JPC be wrong.
Long John Silvers was this guy's answer. Okay, get your fishing net because you're about to get fucking dragged on the internet, my friend.
Turns out I was right. Parties stink. I stand by not going to parties.
Aaron, I actually agree with you on that one. Not going to parties has been a very consistent win in my life.
I didn't go to parties either.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I was like super, super into. Like nothing with my fashion. I see pictures of myself from back then and I'm like, boy, I wish someone had told you about clothes fitting.
Were they too small or too big?
Too big. For sure, too big.
Did you mostly shop at like Gadzooks?
At all.
It was only at joke stores.
It wasn't what?
I was so sad that all his clothes weren't too, like, six sizes too small for him. That would have been way funnier than all of his clothes being too big.
Yeah, I mean, even still, I'm just like, now as an adult, I don't think I have worn a belt in like over 2 years, especially during the pandemic. But when I was a kid, I was like, I can't wear any pants without a belt. They'll just fall right off. And I'm like, because they don't fit. They don't fit you is why. Boy.
JNCO jeans.
Well, if I can get a time machine, that will be the first place I go. I promise I won't murder you.
You know what I do stand by? I stand by this to this day. The 1994 Toyota Corolla. That was a solid car.
Okay.
They built it better back then.
Oh, brother.
Is that the one that you got in an accident with?
Unfortunately, yeah.
So, well, that speaks volumes to its safety.
Yeah, it
crumpled.
Or you did. You got really hurt?
Yeah.
Never mind. Wait a minute. My apologies.
Crumpled like a sardine can, but guess what? It kept on driving. Well, no, it was destroyed. It didn't.
I'm thinking you don't really remember that story because you got pretty hurt. Anyways, the first thing I want to do is go over their superlatives. And I'd like to see some scenes based on superlatives that exist.
Okay.
And I would like to see, what should we go with first? I want to see a scene. You two were voted most likely to get married in your senior yearbook. And now this is you 20 years later. You can be anywhere.
Oh my gosh, Elizabeth.
Is
that you? Wow, look at you.
Jake?
Yeah.
My God.
Can't believe we're both at the same magazine rack.
What are the chances? I'm flying home.
Oh, I'm flying to, let me look around the store. I'm flying to El Doritos. I'm flying home too. I'm sorry. I don't know why I panicked. You're so attractive, and I am actually holding the Glamour magazine that you're on the cover of. Congratulations on becoming a supermodel. Remember when we were voted most likely to get married, and I was like, does that mean to each other or in general? And then we went on that date.
Yeah. Oh, my God. God, that must have been 20 years ago.
To the day.
What are you up to now?
I am, let me look around the store here. I'm a Doritos man. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm panicking. I am an unemployed father, which I guess is a job. So I do have a job. I'm a daddy, and I'm not.
Oh my God! Congratulations, you're a dad.
Yes, thank you. To a 19 and a half year old that hates my fucking guts. it's not yours. Don't worry.
Oh, I wasn't.
Just joking. That fun little joke, and I do stand up sometimes.
That's so great. Great for you.
What do you do besides gracing the cover of Glamour magazine?
Well, I guess if you're asking, no, I'm not really acting anymore. After the Oscar, I was like, I don't know that I love this, and I wanted to get back to what I did, you know, best, which is modeling and dancing.
So after that movie with Oscar Isaac, you decided to stop acting?
Yeah, I mean, he got so sick, and when I replaced him last minute, they kind of had to rewrite a lot of the role, but a lot of the role was actually still perfect for me. Mm-hmm. And then when I won the Tony for it, for the Broadway adaptation, you know, just kind of, I was like, I don't know that I love doing this, and so I'm going to take a step back.
Did you ever have feelings for me? I'm sorry, I blurted it out. I just, what's that movie with Clive Owen and Natalie Portman and Roberts, Jude Law?
Closer.
Oh, I thought it was Closure. Oh, that's what I'm looking for. Did you ever have feelings for me?
Doritos. I certainly Doritos. It's been so Doritos seeing you again, Jake.
Is it a Dorit yes or a Dorit no's?
Oh, come nacho on. Cheese.
Melissa, please.
Scene. Oh, man. I thought it was Closure. That's so fucking funny. I'm going to read off some of these superlatives.
Okay.
Can I ask, my school did not have most likely to get married. Does that mean to each other?
That is a weird one.
We had cutest couple. We did not have most likely to get married. That one seems insane.
Can I hit you with one that's even weirder that's in this?
Please.
Sure.
Oh, God. This has so many layers. There's a fucking story here. There's one that is most likely, or it's like couple that should have been. So a couple that should have dated that didn't.
That sucks.
Here's the twist. Two people won that. Only one showed up for the photo.
Oh, no.
Kelsey showed up for the photo. Tim didn't show.
Tim,
what
was
do you think that
girlfriend.
Means?
Yeah, Tim obviously had a girlfriend. Tim's girlfriend was like, you can't go to that
photo. If you go to that photo shoot, I will kill you.
She's alone in that photo holding both certificates. Oh, my God.
That
what is
the worst.
This?
Wow. Can I call for a scene?
Yeah, of
Jesus
course.
Jesus Christ.
I want to see a scene. So you two are a couple. Aaron, you've been voted. You've received this award, best couple that never was.
Yeah, couple that should have been.
And you're trying to break the news to your boyfriend.
Hey, babe.
Oh, man. What did I do?
Oh, no.
Shit.
Actually, you didn't mess up. And actually, no one messed up.
Oh.
It's
oh
sort
my
of just
God.
Like you a consequence use the, of democracy.
You used the hey, babe on me. And I was like, "That I know that hey, babe. Oh.
You know.
Hold on. Let me check my Fitbit. 149. My heart
oh,
rate
wow,
went up to
so
149
sorry.
When you hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
Oh, my God. It spiked again.
Babe.
162. That can't be healthy.
Oh.
That's babe, so fast.
We got to get you back to that heart doctor.
My resting is 55. I tripled my resting from a hey, babe. That can't be
babe.
Good.
Babe. You know your twin
see,
brother.
See, babe and aw,
hate?
Babe does nothing.
You know your twin brother who has a really good heart, who's a runner.
Oh, yeah, Jackson.
Yeah, who's super strong and taller than you and
yeah,
stronger
I mean,
than you.
We're fraternal twins. So you say twin, but it's like, I think that gives the wrong idea. It's just like,
right.
We're born on the same day, yeah.
Well, him and I got voted couple that should have been. And I'm on my way there now to take the photo. And I just thought I'd give you a heads up, babe.
Wait, what? What do you mean couple that should have been? What does that mean? What does couple that should have been mean?
The couple that didn't exist, but they should have existed.
Like if I didn't exist?
I don't think
is it positing the scenario where I don't exist?
No, you still exist, but I'm not with you in the ideal scenario for our grade. Their ideal situation
wait.
Was me and your brother Jackson dating. For them, that would have been ideal.
I got a superlative that I did not make sense to me until just now, but I got a superlative earlier today for person in the grade who shouldn't have existed.
Oh, babe. Are they going to make
I mean,
you-
hold on. I guess it's technically the technical term for it is twin that shouldn't be. I got twin that shouldn't be. I was like, twin that shouldn't be? I didn't know what that meant.
Did
but
they
are
even want to take
that-
your photo or?
They sent me a photo. They sent me a photo of me and said, you're the twin that shouldn't be.
Oh, babe, congratulations.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like from what you got and what I got, it seems like it's painting more of like a picture of like that I shouldn't exist.
I mean, you won a superlative. Not many people get to say they won something.
Well, I mean, it's all kind of fake anyway. Like Jackson picks who gets all of these.
No, it's actually a unanimous vote.
No, they changed it this year. It's my brother Jackson gets to pick.
Oh, you're right. We voted that Jackson gets to pick. It was a unanimous vote that Jackson gets to pick.
Yeah, he said, oh, if he I win now. This race, I pick the superlatives. And then he won. He blazed through the race.
Hey,
and then
Jackson.
We all...
Hey, just ran 100 miles. Not out of breath. Pretty wild.
We're on the way to take the photo right now. I assume that's why you're walking this way.
Oh, yeah. I also brought a guitar. I hope you don't mind if I sing this quick tune.
Try not to
think about what might have been. Because that was then and we have taken different roads. Ah, sorry.
Well,
I have perfect pitch. Sorry.
Are my fingers crumbling?
Flawless.
What the fuck is going on here?
Well, bye, babe. I'll see you never. I mean later.
Oh, fuck. I'm so embarrassed. My 14-inch penis fell out of my shorts. Sorry.
That's
I had to
disgusting.
See that.
Well, my fingers are going back. My fingers are coming back.
I know what
see?
Women want, and
yep.
It's a runner with a good heart and a 14-inch penis playing guitar.
It'd be hard to run with a thing like
I'm gonna
that.
Read off these superlatives, and then if you want to see a scene based on any of them, you can let me know. Also, I just saw, didn't know or realize this, Sean won best sense of humor. And he is surrounded by photos of his best friend who won best dressed and best hair. So I feel like that's a cause and effect type thing. If your friend is the best dressed with the best hair, you will win best sense of humor.
So I've never heard, I've heard like class clown, stuff like that. I've never heard best sense of humor. So does that mean like he laughs at all the right jokes while watching movies and stuff?
He's schmoozing.
I think that Sean's school just seems to do like a lot of the superlatives that normal schools do in a very weird way. Like to say like most likely to get married or something, most people just call that like best couple.
Yeah, I don't know who decided on these. Also, they messed up a lot of votes because best like school spirit, the guy didn't show up. I feel like someone with good school spirit is going to show up for a yearbook photo.
JPC, should I tell her?
Yeah, you might as well, yeah.
Aaron's spirit is a ghost. So,
oh, my God.
They voted on the best school ghost. And
that's the one I won. That's the one I won.
Don't show up in photos.
Our best school like spirit was nearly headless Nick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. John, please.
I would like to see a seed.
Sure.
JPC, you are in your class and you just won best school spirit. So this is you realizing that you are a ghost and Adel, you are his best friend.
Holy crap. I won a superlative. It's in this envelope. I just gotta open it.
Oh, congratulations, buddy. That's amazing.
I can't do it. I'm too nervous. Ted, would you open it for me?
Yeah, I mean, you know why you can't open it, though, right?
Because I'm so nervous. Please, Ted, would you just open it? I can't. I just can't.
You know, yes, you can't. You literally
cannot. I know. I'm shaking.
Well,
What could it be?
Well, you're shaking, but not because you're cold, right? Did you notice how you never feel heat or cold anymore?
I mean, I guess. I'm a teen. Our bodies are changing. We all know this.
Well, that's not how bodies work. Listen, I'll open the envelope, but we need to have a discussion in the next little chunk here, okay? Let's. Oh, look at that. You won Best School Spirit.
Oh, my God. I'm dead.
Phew.
Same.
Yay!
I think more people should just say the word phew.
Okay, you guys, this is actual lunacy. Guess what I'm seeing now? There is two winners for class clown, and there are two winners for sense of humor.
See, that's what I'm saying is sense of humor is something totally different. Sense of humor means like you enjoy like Tom Robbins and Vonnegut or something. Like, yeah. Sense of humor
you're
is
like yes, very good joke.
Is sense of humor closer to like best mood? Like, this person's always in a good mood.
Maybe it's like the person who like laughs the most.
The test is they hand you a copy of The New Yorker, and if they hear you chuckle three times and nod a little, they go, all right, you have a good sense of humor.
No, that's how you win the superlative for somebody's dad. These guys are great.
Oh, David Remnick, you did it again.
Okay, so I'm going to read all of these.
Okay.
Most likely to become president. Most likely to go pro. Most likely to be seen on Cops. Most likely to stay
in
Manuka.
Hold on, Ted Cop.
Why would they do that? Why would they put most? What is the picture of this person look
that
like,
is?
Aaron?
It's a girl and a guy.
That's humiliating.
I won't. I don't think I'll be able to see necessarily.
So do they choose like the biggest druggies in school or something?
I don't know. It seems kind of mean. And the second one I read is also kind of mean. Most likely to stay in Manuka, which is where they live. Which is like, it's not no problem if you live in the place that you went to high school with. That's great. But like, why vote someone?
That seems like shaming. His high school sucked.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I would love
to get married.
I would love it to be like, yeah, you got most likely to be seen on Cops. And be like, hey, I wish that just because my dad was a producer on Cops that people didn't just assume that I'm going to be on that show as a producer on Cops.
Like, I mean, am I a grip? Yes.
But I'm just saying I earned that job. It wasn't even nepotism because my dad didn't. I applied with a different name. My dad didn't even know I was applying for the job.
The sentence, it's not even nepotism. It wasn't even nepotism has only been said by snooty little rich boys.
Yeah, it's not even
nepotism. Certainly benefited from,
nepotism.
Just so listeners calm down, this isn't the end of the episode.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I like that because it sort of sounds like I won't say it.
What was the one after Cops? The most likely
most
to
likely
stay
to
in
stay in Manuka.
Yeah, Manuka, which is where Manuka. The high school was. So it's like most likely to stay. Which, that's fine. Why is that a, whatever.
Is Manuka like a Yiddish word?
It is a,
yeah.
It is a castle in Illinois that he went to high school in.
Were the people, is it just like, is anyone not going to college? Did anyone not get into a college? Okay, great. Let's just vote them most likely.
Yeah, weird.
That sucks.
Or it could have been two students who had like a baby already. And they were like, well, you know. We want to stay here and raise it with our family because
well, he's
it's
not
be
even
easier
in the photo.
We're teens.
So it seems like he already skipped town.
It's just one girl who showed up for the photo.
Yeah.
Aaron, that's how many of these photos are one or zero people?
Three of these photos are one, or four of these photos are one people.
What is happening?
To stay in Manuka is one person. Couple that should have been is one person, which is insane. Best eyes. She's wearing glasses in that. So I guess her eyes can't be that good.
Here's my guess.
And
I know
school
that,
spirit.
I know that Sean comes from a fairly Tony background. So my guess is, from a Casey Tony background, my guess
is... Hey, Gabagool! I don't like therapy!
My guess is that a lot of these kids who were voted the less savory superlatives got litigious. And their lawyers are like, don't get in the photo, or that says, you know... That's
yeah, you want best eyes?
The,
don't get in that photo, kid.
Okay, I want to see a scene.
Sure.
Can I call for scenes?
Yeah.
This is stupid. We're going to see a scene between two people. One person, Aaron, you just found out that you won best eyes. Adel, you are the only pirate that goes to this high school, and you just found out that you didn't win best eyes.
Oh my gosh, I won! Wow.
Yar, the list is up. Where's the list? Let me, Yar.
Right behind me.
Yar. Yar. Nar.
Yar won too?
Nar.
Yes,
nar,
me and Yar.
Nar, nar, nar. Nar. Yar, this sucks. Wow. Congratulations, not to diminish your win. I don't
Are
want
you
to
crying?
Yuck your yum. I'm crying, but I'm trying to turn my body so that eye is hidden.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you wanted to win that.
No, it's no big whale.
Wait, look, it looks like you won one. Most likely to never find his treasure.
Oh,
ooh,
that's...
sorry.
Ooh, I want to say that's racist, but I don't know if that term applies here.
I
but
don't
it
think
does,
it does.
There she blows. That blows is what I'll say.
Whoa, hey, Stephanie. Best eyes. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. What did you win?
Most likely to find a treasure.
Oh, cool. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. It's because my dad works at the bank, I bet. Anyway, see ya.
Oh, tar.
That's not nepotism. Bye.
Well,
I also
listen.
Have some other news for you.
You are?
It seems like I won... couple that should have been also.
Yar, who is the other person?
Your parrot.
Oh. Well, I have news for you. I also won another superlative. Most noticeable hook.
Oh, congratulations.
So.
I really thought that would go to Jess.
Who has a hook for a neck?
Yeah.
Yeah. I call her Hangerhead.
That's
but,
so mean, by the
I
way.
Know,
you also
I
got
know.
Biggest bully. Scene.
I'm surprised
okay.
Teddy Roosevelt didn't get that.
Most talented.
I was just going to say, if that scene had gone on any longer than it had gone on, I was going to show up as John Popper with a correction that I won most or best hook.
Blues Traveler.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
The hook brings you back.
I think that's a great joke. You can...
I can't play John Popper. We're in completely different vocal ranges.
JPC, say his full name. You know his middle name's Jalapeno.
John Jalapeno
last
Popper.
His last name
Thank
is
you.
Penguins. Come on, say the full thing.
Mr. Jalapeno.
John Jalapeno Popper's Penguins.
Thank you. Yay, Adel, we did it. Yay.
We won.
It doesn't won. Matter what I say.
Occasionally, Adel and I get to really live our lives
with you.
Most
what if John
Popper's
name is John Jalapeno Popper, Mr. Penguins?
Most likely to become famous. Haven't heard of either of these people,
okay.
By the way.
So
teacher's pet. not one I'd want to win. They both showed up for the photo. Surprise, surprise.
Teacher's Pet also seems like a fucking dig, like brown nosers.
Yeah, but to a certain degree, it's like, I don't think anyone calls anyone a teacher's pet anymore. Like, we've moved on to better insults. So now it's just because I think it's just basically like the smartest kids in school would be like, oh, you're the teacher's pets.
Yeah.
I would like to see
because you
scene.
Get good grades.
Uh-huh. Fake his tits.
JPC, you, Adel, you are going to be a teacher. And JPC, okay. You're going to be trying so desperately to be teacher's pet, but you're not very good at it.
Okay, and that is how we get to Pythagorean's theory. So class is dismissed. I'll see you all on Monday. Have a great weekend.
And Mr. Monroe, quick question before we all get to our big weekend plans.
Okay, class, stay seated. Yes, Jeffrey.
Would it be possible to stay maybe 10 minutes longer in class and just learn some extra material? If there is any extra material? Because with all the snow days that we had this year, technically the school year should be a little longer, so I don't think anyone would mind hanging out for another 10 to 15 just to kind of jam on Pythagorean's theorem, which, by the way, Mr. Monroe, sounds pretty cool.
Well, I did apologize for all the days that I played Snow's entire discography. I called those snow days, and we listened to his albums front to back, Great Canadian Rap.
Those were great days, Mr. Monroe.
Thank you, Claire. So, Jeffrey, I'm going to go ahead and say no. I think the class deserves a break. You all been working so hard. So why don't we get out of here? No homework this weekend, and we'll meet back up on Monday.
Great teaching, Mr. Monroe.
Thank you.
Wow, and Mr. Monroe, for the weekend, feel free to dig into that casserole that I left you at the beginning of class. I think you pop that in the oven 350 for 15 minutes, and it's going to crisp up nicely. Hope you like crispy green beans.
Oh, that was... You made that casserole.
Well,
I advised Mr. Monroe to throw that in the trash because that doesn't keep well when it's unrefrigerated. My dad is a food scientist.
Yes, Claire, thank you so much. And your dad and I have plans this weekend to go fishing. I hope you'll join us.
Yes, I will do anything for an A. I mean, to catch a fish.
Whoa, if we're talking about fishing, I would love to get my hands behind one of those old fishing rods. I am a bluegill whiz, Mr. Monroe. Get me out on that boat, and I guarantee that we're going to have enough fish to fry up a whole platter.
Bluegill are actually trash fish. Also, when you try and take them off the line, their spines are pointy and will prick you, making you bleed and suffer.
Okay.
You know so much about fish for a math teacher, Mr. Monroe. Incredible.
Oh, Claire, stop. You're too kind. Deep bow. $10 to Claire.
Whoa, what is this? I think Claire has a crack pipe in her backpack, Mr. Monroe.
You pulled it out of your pocket and put it into my backpack. Everyone saw.
Oh, yes, you're right. It is a cracked pipe. Let me put some tape around the crack here. And now it's just a full-on pipe, just like Sherlock Holmes, which Claire, I know, is your favorite sleuth.
It is. Thank you, Mr. Monroe.
Unlike Jeffrey, who clearly copied my voice in the last week or two.
Don't bring me into this.
Wait, I forgot we have two Jeffreys.
Speaking of two Jeffreys, Mr. Monroe, wouldn't it be fun if you and I did face paint with each other's faces, kind of like your favorite movie, Face Off? Am I right? Am I right about that? I saw
your
letterbox.
How did you know his favorite movie?
How did you know my favorite movie was Face Off? I watch it every night, but I don't tell anyone.
When every kid leaves a class, you give the little like face waterfall thing. you say good weekend.
Am I that obvious?
Yes, Mr. Monroe.
Yes, Mr. Monroe.
And I guess every time we play our school rivals, I say, we're going to have a great face off.
That's true. Whoa, look at that. Claire has Sting. That's Bilbo's sword from The Hobbit, a replica, of course, in her backpack.
For
That's
you,
a replica
Mr. Monroe.
Of Sting.
Oh, I would be honored. Now I can kill, I want to say, Shabulba.
Nice try, Jeffrey. You're not going to be class pet. What is it? Teacher's pet.
Shelob. Shelob?
Shelob.
Instead of me.
Shelob, yes.
Dang, I lost my sting. All right, Jeffrey, you've got one trick left in your bag.
Stab!
Oh!
I killed him for you, Mr. Monroe.
Thanks, Claire.
Can I go?
Yes, other Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, you can leave.
See. All right, what else? Best smile, best dressed, best eyes, best hair, and best school spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So good. the person who won best dressed also won best hair, but they didn't win best eyes.
They didn't win best smile or best eyes.
Wow, that has to suck. 2 out of 4, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if anyone in high school has ever gone for the turkey and hit all four.
Yeah. I wonder. That would be.
I gotta say,
that person's a god.
I wanna see a scene. I wanna see a scene. We all three of us are. We are like the teachers who work with the yearbook, and there is a student who was voted best dressed, best hair, best smile, and best teeth. And we, as teachers, we feel like we have to step in and intercede because we can't have one student. We can't just say this is the best looking kid at school.
Thank you all for coming to this emergency meeting.
Yes,
I know
sure.
that these
yeah,
are never
course,
fun.
Yes.
I know everyone's trying to get home for the weekend. But as many of you know...
Can I just say before we really dig in?
Mm-hmm.
Do we need Mr. Matthews, the theater teacher, in here?
Oh, unbelievable that you would ask that. I'm fainting.
I'm just saying, I feel like it's always like a 15-minute at least longer meeting when Mr. Matthews is in the meeting.
Yes, Mr. Matthews, minutes. After the last meeting, promised he would not make this about him.
A meeting by any other name is still a meeting.
Okay. That feels dangerously close to you making this about you, Mr. Matthews.
Yes, Mr. Matthews.
No, we are not making this about me. If we were to make this about me, then I would do a monologue from Dangerous Liaisons, which of course
then do
I...
it.
No, no.
No, if you know it, then do it.
He does know it. We all know he does.
You. You there, wallowing in the mud and thicket. Come closer. Oh, you have claws. It seems like this liaison is a little more dangerous than perceived at first.
See,
Mr. Matthews, your scarf is stuck in the fan. You're being sucked into the fan. Huh? Take your scarf off.
Huh? I was trying to do a Darth Vader voice and it backfired.
The thing is, we don't know Dangerous Liaison, so I don't know if that was right or wrong. Or... All right, hold on. Let me just yank
untangle.
The scarf. There you go.
Unscarf
never say that
me. Unscarf me.
I did.
So as I was saying.
Speaking of scarf, did you know that I auditioned for the role of Scar in Lion King?
Let
but
me
Jeremy
guess.
Irons
you got
beat
it?
Me out. No.
Of
Jeremy
course
Irons
you didn't. You
did.
Work here. You work here.
Too many irons in the fire. That's what
Matthews.
I said when I should have killed Jeremy Irons. At that lodge back in 74. What?
To talk about Caleb. He has won all of the superlatives that imply that you're an attractive kid.
Oh, yes.
I don't think it's appropriate. I think it sends the wrong message to
of
our
course.
Students.
Of course. We should not be deciding what kids are attractive. That's disgusting. Although Caleb is quite befitting of the Triple Crown.
Mr. Matthews.
And of course, that's why he won Best Smile, is because he has 3 crowns.
I honestly blame you, Mr. Matthews.
Yeah,
you cast him as the lead in the musical when he was unqualified and not talented enough for that role.
He didn't even audition. You yanked him out of my basketball practice to say, Caleb, you're the lead of the musical.
Well, I was afraid of losing him to basketball. What else was I supposed to do?
He'd then been
I
had playing to basketball for 3 years.
I had to make up a musical befitting of his non-talents. It was
what
called Attractive the Musical.
You didn't cast anyone else as a lead. Everyone else was in the chorus. He was the only lead.
There can only be one lead.
Mr. Matthews, this is not ethical. First of all, why do we have any superlatives at all? Even ones, especially ones, based on someone's looks.
No.
I say we completely ban them from the yearbook. All in favor say aye.
Whoa. We're going to get rid of most basketball?
No, we would never get rid of most basketball. I know you won that.
Thank you.
And it was the highlight of your life.
I mean, I am the man that I am today because when I was 18, I won most basketball. Now look at me.
Didn't you win dribbliest?
Well, it was called dribbliest back then, but it's the same thing as most basketball. We just changed the name eventually, but it is the same thing. Tell him how it's the same thing. Tell him that dribbliest is actually, it directly applies to who gets to be most basketball. It's the same thing.
Ms. Manchester, is that true?
It actually isn't true. That one turned into too drool for school. It's the kid who drools the most. I'm so sorry.
Ms. Manchester, I'll have you know that I will not be giving any eyes today to your lack of interest in superlatives. Would you have us walking around giving the kids regular latives?
Oh, please. Mr. Matthews, give it a rest, okay?
Give it a rest. Is that what Ian McKellen said?
Probably. Do you? Yes.
When? In what context? What are you talking about? Scene.
Inapt pupil.
Oh, brother.
Pardon me. I'm Jeremy Irons.
Oh, no. My arch nemesis.
So here's a quote, a senior quote, that kind of stresses me out. Let me know what you think.
Aaron, yeah, can please. I say something real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Aaron and JPC.
What's up?
Oh, yeah, please.
Would the movie Lion King be better
if it was Mr. Matthews, the character you just played, instead of Jeremy Irons?
If the villain was a scarf? If there's a scarf that pushed...
So it's just, is it like an anthropomorphic
thing, JPC,
scarf?
I don't want to discourage him from asking questions this weird, because occasionally they really are
We
awesome.
Need to get him comfortable with asking questions. That's what the therapist said. They said, let him, don't discourage him from asking the questions.
If Scar was played by a scarf, is it still scarf Jeremy played. Irons?
No, ma'am.
Okay, who is it?
Jeremy Woods.
Which one is Jeremy
Jeremy
Woods?
Nine Irons.
Oh, God.
I panicked. I'm sorry.
Okay, Aaron, the only way that we can help is if we get down.
Scarf.
We have to get down in the muck with him. We have to get down in the muck with
him. Okay, yes, I would like it if a scarf pushed Mufasa off of the cliff.
Maybe instead of Mufasa, it could be Mufasbinder. Michael Fassbender could be Mufasa.
Instead of a Simba, it's a Sim.
Mikasa as Mufasa.
Okay. This quote stresses me out a little bit.
Yes.
Live and laugh as if every day was your last.
I mean, I gotta be honest, that's not worse than Sean's.
Yeah, it's better than Sean's. I think that could be greatly improved if they just added like comma Kevin to the end of it.
Here's the thing.
Make it a threat. Make it a threat.
I think in senior year of high school into like sophomore year of college, I feel like everyone is trying on 20 different personalities.
Yeah.
So you see a lot of kids where it's like suddenly they're like, this hat is my personality. I have this pork pie hat and that's my personality. Or like I wear a t-shirt with a Vesta over it and that's my personality. Or maybe I read Jack Kerouac and Bukowski. And that makes me interesting.
Or maybe I love Long John Silver's. And that makes me
careful, sustained. But then eventually you relax and you say, like, I can be a million things. I don't need to be something that I saw. I don't need to be a cafeteria table from Mean Girls. I can be multifaceted.
Yeah, it's weird that a lot of people decide to be a table from Mean Girls and not a character.
Mm-hmm. My favorite character in Mean Girls is Table.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then these people who are trying on these different personalities, they think that when it comes time for their yearbook quote, they should say something deep or something that they cribbed from, you know, from David Foster Wallace or something, and they think that'll make them profound.
Can we pitch this? We're all grown adults. We're fully adults.
Yes, we have
perspective. We have history. We have this understanding under our belt.
You're making a lot of assumptions.
Can we, the three of us, pitch some what I would consider to be like more realistic senior quotes that I would like for, or we would like for modern day seniors to consider?
Sure. Yes. I think that's a great idea.
I'll go first.
Please.
So here's my senior quote, having lived a life and having perspective and looking back at it. My senior quote is, Adil Rafi, senior, graduating. The quote is, I can't wait to be 30 when I stop caring what people think about me.
I like it. I like it. Mm-hmm. I would like to post, this is a senior quote. This is for anyone to use. If you're a senior, feel free to use this as your quote. Life doesn't get any better than this, and this absolutely sucks.
How many A's can you add to the absolutely when it's
wrong? I think you're going to need a couple and an H. Absolutely sucks.
Okay, I love that. Mine would be, just try to drink some water and try not to fall in love.
That's pretty great. That's
what else?
Pretty great.
There will be a last time you go in a bouncy house.
Everyone who was mean to me in high school is really going to regret it when it affects their personal relationships later in life.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to forget all of your names in 6 years.
Mm-hmm. You can get away with a lot by just smiling and nodding.
see y'all at the reunion in 10 years. And yes, I will be looking to see who has ring finger divorced hand left.
I love that. You can, and all, if you're still in high school and you listen to the show, you have to credit us though. But credit us as Jeremy Irons.
Or as characters that we've played on the show. I would love it if you credit Lil Monkey Bones as saying that divorce thing.
So
actually, you know what? Here's a real thing that I will do. If you, and this cannot be Photoshopped, I will Venmo you $100. If you make your senior quote, if you are a senior listening to the show, there's got to be at least one. If you make your senior quote, Blender, and then credit it to Lil Monkey Bones, I will Venmo you $100.
I will also Venmo you $100. We have to see real proof.
I will Venmo you $101 if your senior quote is frogs.
Senior frogs.
Senior frogs.
Okay. I'm sorry, Aaron.
Okay. Okay. Never a failure, always a lesson.
Is, and these quotes that you said, they're not attributed to anyone? Because
I
these
can,
all
I will. Don't take life for granted. It's okay to feel uncomfortable. That one comes from Jonathan. That's not even in quotes. He's just saying that.
Jonathan's just, is he telling himself that? Or is he saying that out loud to, like, other people? Is he reassuring people, or is he talking to Jonathan and didn't know what
he was saying? I think he was talking to his friend who was on yearbook, and he runs in and throws the yearbook down on the table and goes, I told you this in confidence!
How dare you? Never a failure,
it never
always
hurts
a
to
lesson.
Ask.
Yikes.
Dream as if you'll live forever, but live as if you'll die today.
Woof.
You'll only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough.
Are these all one long quote? Because they all sound exactly the fucking same.
Oh, this guy, color my life with the chaos of trouble. We get it. You listen to music.
These all sound
like... Yeah, enjoy that leather bracelet.
These all sound like wooden signs I'd see at an Airbnb. Like,
yes,
Live, laugh, love.
Don't settle... for anything less than everything.
It's someone's like, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
It's 1 o'clock
this one
somewhere.
Gets credited. No lies, I love this country. George Washington.
Wow.
Yikes.
Knowing is half the battle.
That's G.I. Joe.
It's not cool, by the way, for George Washington to love America. He was basically the king of America. No shit. That guy's gonna fucking love it here.
Okay, I think a good senior quote is, you live in darkness. I was born in it.
Words are very unnecessary. They can only do harm.
Uh-huh.
Yikes. That might as well be like, fuck you. You didn't answer any of my voicemails? I don't care.
Did they have like a dictionary of shitty quotes they passed out that day and people just had to choose one? Like, these suck. Like, truly awful.
We're on number 5 of someone having the quote, dream as if you'll live today. No, sorry. Dream as if you'll live forever. Live as if you'll die today. Which is terrible advice, by the way. And five people have written this.
I want to do mine because that's the most banal like thought for any like, you know, 18-year-old to put down on paper. Everyone who reads that like 10 years later is going to be embarrassed by it. I would love for one person to just do like an inversion of that and be like, live like it's today. And laugh like it's the last time you'll ever have today as your laughter.
Laugh just today like, and don't look behind you. Salad. Seriously, don't look behind you. I wish that they were like brutally honest ones that were like, have rich parents and do what you love and you never work a day in your life. Or it's like, what was that first part? Have rich parents?
Live, laugh, something. This
have
one,
rich parents and you'll never work a day in your life.
This one comes from Zachary. Dying to know what Zachary's deal is. I'm going to see if Sean remembers him. You know that guy at the party? Yeah, that was me. You know that guy at that party? Yeah, that was me.
I feel like that is a yearbook quote that I have heard before. I feel like that was also like a popular joke format for yearbook quotes.
Yeah. If that is your personality, is like, this is going to be kind of fun and wild, you should say something like, look under the bed, I'm on the ceiling. Like, it should be something that's like truly weird, because that is what he said is not what a party guy would say.
Yeah, I agree. I got to ask, because I think we maybe have talked about this on the show, but do either one of you remember what your senior quotes were in your yearbook?
I don't think we had senior quotes.
I didn't do one because I was not pictured. I was not pictured in my senior yearbook.
I'm going to ask Sean really quick. Do you remember this guy?
Yeah.
Where is he now?
I have no idea.
Okay, exactly. He doesn't remember him from the party.
He doesn't remember.
The party.
You know that guy at that party? Yeah, that was me. That's his quote.
That's amazing.
They really loved your quote, Sean.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Big fan?
Yeah, it was very good, Sean.
They
we
didn't
really
say it.
That.
You sounded like you were in Fast and the Furious at all. Anyway.
Was Sean's, can you ask Sean, was his quote sponsored by Olive Garden?
they asked if your quote was sponsored by Olive Garden. Anyways, wait, did you guys remember your quotes? Thank you, Sean.
Okay.
We both didn't have them, Aaron. Do you know yours?
I had one, submitted it, and then they didn't put it in.
What was it? Was it like...
I might have missed the deadline. I think it was a Diane Keaton quote. I can look up what it was. I forget what it was.
Fuck Woody Allen?
Yeah, I think it was...
or was it like Pantsuits for Life?
Yeah, it was Pantsuits for Life. People were like, what?
We're not putting this in. It doesn't say anything about life and love.
I don't know. I don't. Whatever famous Diane Keaton quote there is, that was my senior quote.
What if it was, give me liberty or give me death, ... Just kidding. If I can't have liberty, can I please leave?
Can I be dismissed from the table, please? can I go? Speaking of which, if you feel so inspired, I would love if everybody went to the comment section on this Patreon episode post and commented what your senior quote was. I am very curious if everyone did the dream as if you'll live forever, live as if you'll die today quote. But thank you guys for joining me in that.
Or some version of it, because I think that there's a lot of versions of that, but I do think that that's got to be one of the most popular of all time.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Is This Thing On has to be a popular senior quote.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing that with me, you guys. When I go home.
Aaron, are you burping?
I was trying to cover a hiccup. I have the hiccups.
Ooh, I've been walking all day and my dogs are barfing.
When I go home next, I will get my yearbook and we will do it again.
Wonderful. Well, Aaron, I do know, I have a copy of your book here, and I do know that one of your quotes that they put in there, the school did, involved a planet here. Do you want to say that full quote?
Yes. Erin Keefe, most likely to say Neptune at the end of an episode of her podcast. Oh, pretty crazy.
Bye forever.
I remember mine. My quote.
Was it Waka Waka?
Waka Waka.
I knew it.
We knew it.
Erin Keefe, if you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mumbly Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate, riddle, riddles, clue, crew.